It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Congress returns this week fresh-faced and optimistic for 2018. Well, maybe. More likely, ready to grind out some brutal fights on spending and immigration. In the Senate, Doug Jones will be sworn in on Wednesday, fresh off his victory over Roy Moore in Alabama. And also Tina Smith, appointed to replace Al Franken, resigning from his Minnesota Senate seat after sexual misconduct allegations. In the House, meanwhile, Speaker Paul Ryan has been singing a familiar tune lately. Paul Ryan just got $1.5 trillion in unfinanced tax cuts, and now he's ready to make up the difference, cutting Medicare and Social Security. Well, maybe.
So we're going to have to get back next year at entitlement reform, which is how you tackle the debt and the deficit.
What exactly does Paul Ryan mean by entitlement reform here? Does he have the juice in a divided Republican Congress to cut Medicare and Social Security? Sunmin Kim is a Senate reporter for Politico.
We'll see if the speaker gives us more details earlier this year. He and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, along with President Donald Trump, are scheduled to meet at Camp David this weekend to sketch out their 2018 legislative agenda. But it's pretty clear that if he means entitlement reform, as in these health care programs, that the Senate, led by McConnell, but also backed up by a lot of his rank and file, are really ready to say no way pretty quickly on. So that's something that they're going to have to resolve at this upcoming retreat this weekend.
You said the Senate wouldn't be into it, Sungmin. The president, during the campaign, said, "I'm not going to touch Medicare and Social Security." Now, we're sort of used to Donald Trump maybe not sticking to those pronouncements, but he said it pretty clearly.
He did say it pretty clearly, which is the other major hurdle here. So you have a president who had made this campaign pledge not to touch these programs. You have a Senate who is about to lose a one Republican member as of tomorrow when Alabama Senator-elect Doug Jones is sworn in. That gives the Senate a 51-49 margin, which is almost nothing at this point. We saw how difficult it was for Republicans to corral 50 votes around their effort to repeal and replace Obamacare. If it was that hard when you had two votes you could lose, imagine how difficult it would be when you can have just one.
But let's talk about what Republicans might actually be able to cut here, Sungmin, because some people have warned that maybe Paul Ryan rhetorically says, yeah, we're going to shoot for the moon. We're going to do Social Security reform and Medicare reform. That might not work, but in the end, he might be able to get Plan B, which is some pretty significant cuts to programs for poor people, like food stamps and welfare.
Again, even those reforms collide against the general message of McConnell heading into 2018, which he sketched out for us at his year-end press conference. And his theme is bipartisanship. He acknowledged that 2017 had been a very partisan year, with Republicans using these Republican-only legislative tactics on health care and on tax reform. But McConnell wants that to change in 2018 because of the midterm elections. So McConnell is talking up things like infrastructure, which could be an area of bipartisan cooperation. A lot of his rank and file members also talk that up. The White House is supposed to release a plan soon, and whether that outlines of a plan is enough to get Democrats on board, we'll be watching that in the coming weeks. Another major item that is immediately on the Congress's agenda right now is immigration and the fate of these young undocumented immigrants who came here as minors. McConnell also knows that that is also inherently a bipartisan task. And he's looking at this group of seven senators from both sides of the aisle to come up with a deal that can hopefully get 60 votes in the Senate. So anything that's super sharply partisan, even McConnell is really veering away from, which I think is interesting. There are some Republican members who want another shot to repeal Obamacare, repeal the Affordable Care Act. And McConnell has even said it's time to move on. He wants this year, tone-wise, to be very different than 2017.
Sungmin Kim, Senate reporter for Politico. A pleasure as always. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.